T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, a little more Shocker talk here on a Thursday. The Isaac Brown era starts in successful fashion, 85-80 over ORU. And we need to remind you KFH listeners that Mike Seltzer Jewelers holiday sale is going on right now. Mike wants to make your Christmas extra special this year. Stop by the store at 2929 North Rock Road. Register for the $500 diamond jewelry prize. Stop in there, 2929 North Rock Road. Winner will be announced December 22nd. All right, if you watched the game last night or listened to it on the radio, give us a call, because I know you weren't there, because I was, right. And I didn't see you. There were only 100 of us in there. That's the cap, including players, officials, staff, and essential people, 100. Snapping, technically, with an asterisk, a 244-game streak that saw 10,000 people in there or more. And I don't know how many people stopped and thought about it, but either during an ORU run, a WSU run, or both, the lack of atmosphere that, frankly, has turned this into a non-home court advantage like we've never seen before.
Scrimmage.
It's huge for Wichita State to have 10,506 in there. Forcing timeouts. Can't communicate. Can't hear each other. The roof goes off after somebody dunks on a fast break. Didn't have to deal with any of that last night, and it was weird.
Nope.
I'll get into that a little bit further here in a second, but we'll go to the phones right now, go to the hotline. Dennis has been holding. Dennis, what did you think?
Well, I was pleasantly impressed with only 8 players and no more practice they've had and shorthanded. I was impressed. And 7 turnovers, that blew me out of the box.
Wasn't that amazing?
That's the best, that's the best number of the night.
I think so.
And you said there's 100 people there. I only counted 89. So,
well, maybe we had some no shows from the local media. Yeah, good call.
There you go.
Now, as things went though, it was great, and I did not expect Clarence Jackson to show so well, especially the first game he played, and he's a rebounding fool out there.
He was not afraid.
I knew Trayvon Wade would show up, and I knew he would show up and play defense. And once he gets settled in and doesn't feel like the newcomer and he's got to pay homage to the upperclassmen and stuff, he will be another Gilbert out there. And when we get Porter, Council, and Jenkins on the floor, they'll contribute the same way. There's no doubt in my mind that those 3 freshmen are ready to contribute immediately. I'm anxious to see what Bilal can do, because 2 years we haven't seen him do anything but shoot free throws before the game and at halftime.
So, yeah, red shirt guy.
And Seymour, the other freshman, I'm really not sure what he can do. If we had a full cadre of players and walk-ons, I think Seymour would probably be a red shirt, but I may be wrong there.
Well, that's a lot of guys to go around for only 40 minutes. So you're right. Somebody's going to get squeezed out a little bit as far as minutes are concerned. That's just the way it works out. But I'm with you. I'll be at least excited to see how it might play out when you got 13 guys instead of 8.
Exactly right. And I'll tell you what, already after watching Missouri against Oregon last night, I feel sorry, but them are grown men. Mm-hmm. Them are grown men that Missouri has over there.
Yeah, they are. Thanks, Dennis.
So good luck to the Shockers on Sunday.
Yep, they might need a little bit of it. As I understand it will be 8 versus Mizzou again. To take that a little further, let me just say this. The Shockers had the 8 players last night that played that you saw. Wade, Udeze, Dennis, Etienne, Gilbert, Poor Bear, Chandler, and Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
None of the rest of the guys were available, and none of them were in the arena. So you take that however you like for the reasons that they were unavailable, even though there was no official announcement. But we do know, I'm kind of talking here tongue-in-cheek, kind of smirky, but we do know they had to turn around and come back from South Dakota because 2 members of the travel party tested positive for COVID-19. And what's the phrase that trips me up all the time? Contact tracing. You have to be careful with contact tracing, too, in addition to the 2 members of the travel party that tested positive. So connecting dots, there weren't any people sitting over there on the bench with crutches or in a cast or in a splint. They had 8 guys and 8 guys only. What did you think it looked like? 869-1240. If you watched it, what did it literally look like? I got a couple of texts during the game. Want to be mostly factual here, of how this is so weird. Weird, I
you
think,
know what it
was
looked
the
like,
operative,
Shane?
Operative word here.
You know what it looked like to me and what it felt like to me? Now, this is from 500 miles away and watching it on the tube. It was like a preseason scrimmage. And the only one that I've ever seen any parts of was Baylor a few years ago. But that's what it felt like. Cavernous building, nobody in it, officials on the floor, some people running the clock, usually managers at that particular point.
Right.
But that's what it felt like. It felt like one of those arranged scrimmages that Wichita State's had over the years with various people from K-State to Baylor to Oral Roberts to, you name it.
Closed door, private slash
Closed door scrimmage. Absolutely. Where none of the information is supposed to get out that kind of thing. And there were probably maybe, 50 some odd people or, something like that. They're just kind of maybe 100. I don't know. Hanging around. Not quite 100. But anyway, that's what it felt like to me looking at it from afar.
Ted Woodward made his debut last night. Had the typical intro energy that you think he would have. They had a hype video like they normally do for us and apparently nobody else. It looks nice, so you have to take my word for it. Maybe I'll video it with my phone next time and make that go viral so you Shocker fans can see what the hype video looks like. and it was they discussed, and I'm not exactly sure who put the kibosh on this or who would have allowed it or who this got run by. But there was a conversation about crowd noise piped in or not. And I guess in the test runs or the trial runs or whatever, when they had piped in crowd noise into an empty arena, even when you have it on kind of a low drone, You know what I mean? Not necessarily big screams and yells or booing or whatever, you know, you can pipe in. Because all the seats are empty and there's no people to absorb the sound, bounces off of those empty chairs and makes it sound even louder and worse.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. I found that interesting. Yeah. I guess that makes sense now that I think about it. But so it was determined that, no, we're not going to have any fake crowd noise, just to have some crowd noise. And if the coaches had anything to say about it, which I don't know if they did or not, I'm sure they would just as soon be able to communicate with their players without having to, you know, call a timeout to do it. And so there was no crowd noise piped in. Speaking of communicating with his players, Isaac Brown was not afraid to call timeouts last night. That was a departure from what we have been used to
that
the
was
last
different,
12
right?
years. Yeah. There was it wasn't two-plus minutes into the second half where I think it was – I think that's when it was, if I remember right. Brown called the timeout and said, heck with this, because O'Banner was a one-man wrecking crew at the beginning of the second half. But so those are the things that I took away from the game last night, atmosphere and otherwise. Oh, and by the way, the Shockers shot the lights out from the free throw line. That doesn't always happen either. And they got the right guys.
Probably the difference in the game.
Sure as hell was. In 16 for 18 in the second half, and Wichita State got to the line twice as much, made three times as many, and that was probably it because they got out-rebounded by a couple. But if you want to look at team stats and difference makers, 22 of 28 from the free throw line for Wichita State. All right, before we get
to the... And I liked it, too. And I liked it, Shane, because that's something that they needed to do. They needed to get the ball to the rim. And they were rewarded for it, right? I mean, so... And you know, there are people that will look at that and say, oh, they got a really favorable whistle. No, they got the right whistle because they were doing the things they needed to do to accentuate their advantage athletically.
You know, and that's another thing, too, with no fans. I feel like maybe the officials aren't afraid to give a fair whistle. And that sounds maybe a little out there, but when the crowd gets going, you don't think
not as much pressure on the
officials?
You
don't think that they can influence a whistle or two?
Sure,
you know, offensive foul versus block when the place is going bonkers, or a carry, you know, out by half court that everybody can see. I don't know, maybe. Just something to keep our eye on.
Yeah,
all right.
I hear you.
Before we get to the studio Twitter question, I want to remind you that Sunday afternoon the Chiefs play the 325 game?
Yeah, no, they play the evening game. It's the evening game.
They do? Anyway.
I think it's Sunday night. Maybe I'm wrong.
Anyway, we'll find out for you. Well, you know where to find it, and that's the point. 98.7 and 1330, KNSS, your home for the Chiefs. They do play the Broncos, we know that. And KC will try to get to 11-1. They play the 7:20 game. Good call. Good call, Bruce. It's at 7:20. So Broncos and Chiefs, the one game among five where the Chiefs will be at home. All right, when we come back, we will take a look at the Cindio HRO Twitter question, maybe pivot off of the Shockers if you like. If you want to talk about what you saw last night, feel free. 869-1240. What did you think of 85-80 and Isaac Brown being undefeated in his head coaching career? Twitter question from Cindio HRO is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.